This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
I just believe that this is a fundamentally bad act that has outlived its time for many reasons, economically, morally. But the risk of executing one person that is innocent, to me, is enough to put a moratorium on his death penalty.
In Tuesday's Senate Judiciary C Committee, Representative Terry Landry presented a bill by Senator Dan Clater to abolish the death penalty. Landry, a former Louisiana State Police superintendent, is carrying a similar bill in the House, along with Representative Steve Pilant, a former sheriff of Franklin Parish.
You might find it odd that you would see my name as a co-author on a bill to abolish the death penalty, when in matter of fact, I support the death penalty. But under the present state that we're in the state of Louisiana, it seems that we've lost the will to carry out those executions.
Clater says in addition to losing the will, Louisiana has apparently also lost the way, financially and medicinally, to execute those convicted of capital offenses.
Over the last 10 years, we've spent more than $100 million and have one body to show for it, and it was a volunteer.
Gerald Bordelon, executed in 2010, waived his right to appeal. District attorneys and some members of law enforcement opposed the bill, which would only apply to convictions after August 1, 2017. Six members voted for the bill, with only Senator Bodie White voting against.
It's not my job to forgive those people that commit murder. My job is to represent those 130,000 people that sent me up here.
The full Senate has the bill next. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.